Kirk Penton joining us from the Winnipeg Sun. Mr. Penton, what's happening?
Not much, just rain here in Winnipeg.
Really?
Must be nice being all sunny up there.
Oh, you know what? We have, honestly, I will say, this is the best summer that I can recall. Like, really? We have had phenomenal weather. The one, like, we got 5 inches of rain one time as a little flash flood, but other than that, for the last 2 months, man, it has been beautiful.
Yeah. I guess it hasn't been too bad here, but it's raining today.
Now, coming off, I think, the best game of the year so far in the CFL, Winnipeg and Saskatchewan. Now, the Bombers didn't win the game, so obviously they're not happy with it. But, you know, now they have it at home in that new stadium, and the fans are back on board. The Bombers are much more competitive than I think a lot of people thought they would be. You know, they could easily have even one or two more victories the way they play. They, you know, that last week was a great game. What do they do, if anything, different this week to last?
Well, I think, first of all, you get your head coach to be a little more gutsy than he was on Sunday. Mike O'Shea had a great chance with 3 minutes left to get a first down on third and one deep in Saskatchewan territory. They were down two, but how hard is it to get a yard in the CFL? So you kick it. You don't kick it. You go for it, but he kicked it. And then the Riders had no problem waltzing down the field against Winnipeg's run defense, which is not very good these days. So I'm sure that situation won't necessarily come up again. So in a more general sense, these guys have to learn how to stop the run, because the Riders dressed three running backs on Sunday: Jerome Messam, Anthony Allen, and Will Ford, and they just ran all over them when it mattered most, and they did it when they met in Winnipeg 3 weeks ago too. So they have to figure out a way to stop that, or the Riders are going to sweep this season series.
Kirk, is this scheme or personnel in your mind, this ability to run all over the yard against the Bombers?
I think it's a little of both, because Gary Echeverry likes a small, fast defense. So I think it's more personnel, but it's who they want in there. So in that sense, it's kind of all wrapped into one. They have a small defensive line. Former Eskimo Mike Cornell, I don't know if you remember him or not, 225 pounds soaking wet. He's playing nose tackle for the Bombers in a backup role.
What?
Yes, he's a nose tackle. That tells you how wacky Gary Echeverry can be when it comes to his defensive alignments, scheme, and things like that.
Like
and
Cornell's... Really?
The same Mike Cornell. He is playing nose tackle. He says his friends ask him, "Pardon me? Come again?"
Yeah, like that's... Yeah. That's got to be some sort of like stunt irregular defense.
Yeah.
He's not there on a regular basis.
He's not there on a regular basis, but he still gets plenty of reps. He still gets plenty of reps. So it's I don't know. They're being very stubborn. Mike O'Shea says he's not concerned about the run defense, but they've given up an average of 170 yards in their three recent losses.
So, Kirk, what's it going to take? You can be stubborn, but if everybody's having a John Cornish-type game against you, at what point do you say, this ain't working?
Great question. That's kind of what we ask. So I don't know how long he's going to stick with this, but, you know, Toronto did the same thing to them 3 weeks ago, 4 weeks ago. It was just after the Ryder game, back-to-back. They just got run on. They did okay against Montreal, but Montreal still ran for close to 100 yards on them. It's strange. He says that he gave it the old "I know more than you do" kind of answer after the Ryder game. He said, "I'm not worried. I watched the film. I know what's going on." Well, what I know is that they're getting run on all the time. So we'll see how long it lasts.
Kirk Penton from the Winnipeg Sun joins us. Kirk, Drew Willey just continues to show a lot of poise that a lot of people just didn't know he had. He's gotten better, of course. They've got Denmark, I think, second leading receiver right now in the CFL. I know it's only a half of a season, but in Drew Willey, it sure looks like the Bombers have their quarterback for the next few seasons.
Oh, for sure. Yeah, he's definitely the guy, and they're 6-4. In large part because of him. He's led the team to two game-winning drives in the last minute of games. The team, I believe, is 3-2 or something when trailing after three quarters. So he's not afraid. He's not afraid to come back when it's tough. He is tough. He got sacked by Ricky Foley early in the third quarter of that game, and it looked like his ankle went the wrong way, basically. But He just taped it up, went right back in, scored on an 11-yard draw. You know, that's the kind of stuff that that your teammates love to see from your leader. He's definitely that guy. The stats have kind of cooled off on Drew Willey since he really shot out of the gate the first couple of weeks, although that was against Toronto and Ottawa, a couple of East teams that were just as bad then kind of as they are now. But for the most part, he is showing the poise needed to be a quarterback, and he's only going to get better. So even though things have cooled off a bit here and they've lost three of four, there's no doubt in Drew Willey.
Well, Kirk, you know, that reminds me a little bit, and I don't want to overstate it because Willie's his own man, but, you know, it seems he's got a little of that commando in him, that battle. Aside from being a pretty good quarterback, we see the same thing here with Mike Riley. Now, he's been out, and to me, no disrespect to Matt Nichols, there's been a real drop-off because he just doesn't have that I'm going to do what it takes to win outward persona.
Yeah.
Willie looks like the real deal in a very short time. I mean, a couple of years ago, there was no guarantee on this guy, was there?
No, definitely not. He was just kind of wallowing away like a lot of quarterbacks do behind an established starter like Darian Durant. And he's gotten his chance, and he's, you know, the way he played in the first month of the season, there was really no no debate that that this wasn't going to be the guy. I mean, he throws a great ball too. It's not just, you know, it kind of sounds simple, but he just has that knack of finding the open guy. He can hit the open guy. He threw three long bombs on Sunday in the wind in Regina, just missed receivers three times, just off the tips of their fingers. And then to do what he did, you know, it looked like he was done. And I asked him today, it's his left foot, and he's a righty, of course, so it's not his plant foot. And I asked him if it was his plant foot that was injured, would he be able to, you know, would he be able to play this weekend? He said, not sure. So he's going to be playing in some pain. There's no doubt about it. But he was out there practicing today, full practice, and he'll be out there on Sunday. And who knows what he's going to have to do to get that left foot or ankle ready for Sunday. But he's going to be out there. So yeah, he's the guy. He's got everybody following him in that Bomber locker room, and we'll see how far he can take them.
One last one, Kirk. I heard a rumor. I don't know how true this is, so I'll ask you. Had you heard, did the Bombers actually have the opportunity to choose if they wanted to be in the East or the West Division?
I think they did.
Why would they? Now, I get that they're in the West, but my goodness, anybody who knows the league knows that the East is way easier. Why didn't they stay there?
Well, you know what makes the world go round, Jason? You know what makes the world go round.
Moolah?
Money. Yeah. Money. And when you are in the West Division, you're playing against the Riders, I'm sure it's not a coincidence that the Bombers have two of those three home games this year. And there were 33,500 people here on August 7th, and there are going to be 33,500 people in the stands on Sunday. And I really think that was the biggest reason.
But in the league now, even if they're in the East, they play everybody twice anyway.
Well, they get that extra home game against Saskatchewan.
But they're not going to get it.
That's a guaranteed 10,000 more plus fans for a home game. I mean, and they, you know, they're really big traditionalists here in Winnipeg, and they think they belong in the West. And I don't know. You're right. From just looking at it, it doesn't look right, but no, they want to be in the West, believe it or not. They do.
Yeah, and that makes sense. I understand why. Just because even like every year now with five teams in the West, they won't get two home games every year against Saskatchewan.
No,
right?
No,
so they're only going to get one every three, if my math's correct, or even every four.
That's
or two,
true.
That extra one. So
that's true. But they do get better draws, too, from West
to the West. Okay,
found.
Fair enough.
So,
yeah. But if they're winning, do the fans care? They're like, hey, we're beating the hell out of Toronto. I'm going.
Yeah. No, I like even when they're good. They'll get like 23,000 fans out for Hamilton. There isn't that history.
Yeah, that's fair.
Really,
okay.
With Hamilton, and they're going to end up being the fourth place team this year anyway, and go play in the East playoffs.
Yeah.
So it'll all work out.
Although no West team's ever capitalized on that to actually get to the Grey Cup.
That is true.
Right. I think they only ever won twice in the crossover, like 2-6 or something.
Yeah, recently. So, for the longest time, they never did win.
No, never did win. So. I know the Eskimos have done it once, one game, and then couldn't get to the final.
Actually, I think they were the first to do it. Yeah. So
because Toronto still, you know what, I'll take, hey, Ricky Ray in the playoffs, I'm not sure there's many quarterbacks I take ahead of him.
And it's no guarantee the Bombers are going to finish fourth either.
No.
I think the BC Lions are going to get a lot better in the second half, too.
Yeah,
the
it's
Bombers
be
are going in the wrong direction. So
it's going to be a great second half, Kirk. We appreciate it, man. We'll talk to you again soon. Enjoy the rematch.
Yes, anytime, gentlemen.